This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Santos off some key committees in Washington. Is he a step closer to being booted off the Hill? Is that possible? An ex-boyfriend says he's a psychopathic liar, and even Republican voters have had enough of his story. Some missing monkeys are found inside a closet at a Texas home, while a woman steals $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. It's tough out there. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney coming up this hour. We have our Nail the Score, second to the last game of the season, AFC-NFC flag football game. That's how the Pro Bowl rolls now. So you pick one side and you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. It's in our, again, final segment of this hour, plus your thoughts as we hit the mailbag. But first, let's talk about George Santos. He is, for comedians, the gift that keeps on giving. But I think even comedians are sick of coming up with straight lines to go along with the easy punchlines. The Republican representative from New York announced that he's temporarily stepping down from his two congressional committees. Now, he did meet with the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. He faced a bunch of numerous calls for his resignation. He's facing multiple investigations by prosecutors over his personal and campaign finances. And, oh, yeah, those pesky lies that circle all around him like vultures about his resume and family background. So he didn't have high-profile panels, but what you need to understand, if you don't know this, it's a big deal to get on committees for numerous reasons, but also it's more money when you're on committees. However many you're on, you are paid more money. So he's off of all of his committees, which small business was one, space, science, technology committee, that was the other. And there was just a prepared statement where he said he wanted to focus on serving his constituents without distraction. Without distraction? Are you kidding me? Everything about him from the time he was elected has been a distraction. It has been a distraction. Look, even at his office in New York on Long Island, they don't even have his name on the door. The former representative's name is still there. Because I think the people are just hoping, we'll go back to the other guy. Is there any way we can do that? Can we talk him into it? Congressman Tom Cole, Republican from Oklahoma, said the decision was well received from the Republican conference. He said, I think it was the thing to do, and I was proud of him for getting up and doing this. Now, see, the problem again is about numbers, but if the money, if you follow the money and something trips him up, then that's how he's going to be off the Hill, even though clearly almost 80% of the people in his district don't want him to be there. And that's Republicans. They don't want him to represent them anymore. So if the campaign is found to have knowingly and willfully made any material false, fictitious, or fraudulent statements or representations on the paperwork, there could be criminal charges. And if there's criminal charges, the Federal Election Commission, if they have enough to do that, irregularities in his campaign committee's financial reports at the source of his wealth, then that would bring the house down. That's the bottom line. So this may be the first step. He's off the committees. I mean, listen, Adam Schiff doesn't necessarily have a lot of fans on the Republican side, the left-leaning Democrat from California, but he says the hypocrisy just grabs you by the throat. This is a Republican speaker who is sitting a human fraud, George Santos, on committees, a serial fabricator about every part of his existence. So he's right in the sense that this gives Kevin McCarthy a break. because he doesn't need to be swallowed up by all of this. It's better that he's off of those committees. So we'll see where this all ends up. I say that every single time because I wish I had a crystal ball. But somehow this guy defies the odds. He keeps reinventing himself, obviously, enough so that he's even elected to a congressional office. So anything is possible, I think, with him. He could end up just narrowly missing getting the axe, but I think time is short. I think time is very short for him. All right, finally, the monkeys that were taken from the Dallas Zoo were found alive in a nearby suburb. These were two Emperor Tamarin monkeys. They were taken from their enclosure, and they were found in a place called Lancaster. A zoo spokesperson said the Dallas cops called the zoo to come secure and transport them back to the grounds where they were going to be evaluated by vets. And this came hours after police asked for the public's help in identifying a man believed to have information about the monkeys. The department shared surveillance images of the man and said detectives were looking to speak to him, but added, he's not a person of interest currently. So that was very odd. But they got a tip that the monkeys might be in an abandoned home. That's curious. In Lancaster, they found them in that closet. Nobody in custody at this point in connection with the case. They're still investigating. How does that happen? Think of all the zoos. Wherever you are, whether it's a really small zoo, it's a bigger enclosure, think of somebody doing the things that have happened at the Dallas Zoo. How do you get into the zoo and help two monkeys escape and then cause other havoc in the zoo, including the death of one of the turkey vultures that had been there forever? So it was strange, you know, because there's been one thing that's happened after another. So you can just imagine what the Dallas Zoo president and CEO, this guy, Greg Hudson, what it's like for him every time the phone rings. We got another one. What? Who escaped? What's happened? And you think of cold weather. It's like an ice storm in Dallas. In fact, it is an ice storm, not just in Dallas, but in other parts, we've talked about this, of the Midwest, and that system is moving east. The calls for staying home have really grown. I mean, flights canceled, roads treacherous, and certainly one of those places was Dallas, Texas, right near where I used to live outside of my backyard. I know we wouldn't have been going very far. In fact, the dog wouldn't have gotten his normal walks. So 50 million under some kind of winter weather warning. I talked about that heading into this, and this is going to continue into Wednesday. West Texas to West Virginia, you know, we're talking about almost 2,000 flights have been canceled, roads coated with ice, lots of wrecks all over the place because, of course, people who are trying to get over certain bridges and roads that are a little tricky normally, and even with a slower rate of speed, it's pretty nasty. In fact, a state trooper was hospitalized after being hit by a driver who lost control of their car, and a sheriff's deputy was in surgery after stopping to help the driver of an 18-wheeler that went off an icy highway and got struck by a second truck. And Austin, Texas was just a mess. Every 3 minutes there was a wreck. Meet you on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, then we're going to get through at least Trace, Joe, Bill, and Trip. So let's go to Trace first, and we thank all of you for sending me your thoughts on all kinds of things. So here's what Trace has to say. He's listening to us in New Orleans. He says, Kate, I was an extra on a couple of low-budget movies, although there was no weapons on the set because none of the storylines had anything to do with that. But this story about Alec Baldwin and also the armor on the set of the movie that they were filming in New Mexico is really rough on that family. I'm sort of not surprised that charges were leveled against Baldwin because he's also a producer, and of course he pulled the trigger, although of course accidentally. I wonder if a jury will find either one of them guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Well, you know, the thing is we've heard and we've talked about this district attorney, Mary Carmack Altwees, who said it's about justice for Helena Hutchinson, who's the cinematographer on that set, and has said over and over again every time she's interviewed, in New Mexico, no one is above the law and justice will be served, because she's saying that the decision to charge Baldwin and the film's armorer with involuntary manslaughter didn't come lightly after they investigated it. And Hutchins, of course, was struck and killed by a live round of ammunition that was fired from a prop gun that was held by Alec Baldwin, who says he didn't pull the trigger, but now they're saying you could clearly see the FBI in their investigation saying that you could clearly see the trigger was pulled. By the way, the director, Joel Souza, was also shot and injured on this. And then the other thing that came out is that Baldwin didn't take any firearm training on the Rust movie set. They say seriously, that's what prosecutors are saying, in the probable cause documents outlining the evidence in the case. It'll be up to the jury, though, how the case is laid out. Will it be that they show there's recklessness and they feel that there's enough to you know, to convict Baldwin or to convict the armorer, how can you completely know what the jury is going to think? Trust me, in picking jurors, that's going to be very big, I think, in this case for certainly for Alec Baldwin. You know, repeated FBI testing on the weapon determined it couldn't fire without the trigger being pressed. But in interviews with CNN and ABC, Baldwin consistently said he did not pull the trigger, right? And again, you know, Trey said it. We know it was an accident. It wasn't intentional. Of course it wasn't. But here you have a situation where there's supposed to be safety on the set. There was all kinds of ammunition that was mixed in all over the place. So there were some hazardous, outrageous conditions that were there on the set. And, you know, this woman it's a tragedy, terrible. Did she need to die? And the answer is, of course not. In either case, a conviction is punishable up to 18 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. Could get up to 5 years in prison, because it just depends if you have an added penalty because a firearm is involved. So we're not anywhere near that yet at this point. But the big thing is just another step was taken in this process. Let's put it that way. All right, big announcement here on the show, and then we're going to get back to the mailbag. Thanks so much to WJNT, 1180 AM. They've added us to their weekday lineup, and 96.9 FM, that's in Jackson, Mississippi, Vicksburg, Mississippi area. And thanks so much, Bill Wilson, and to the fine folks there. We're thrilled to be aboard. We even brought in our live studio audience, who have, I think, some applause ready for us. Woo! Maybe. I can applaud. There they are. We have to feed them that five-hour energy. I need them to sponsor the show desperately. Yeah, I spent some time in Jackson, and when we were on our way from Texas moving to Florida, we stayed overnight in a great place in Jackson. I've been to Vicksburg many times, and I definitely have enjoyed that area from time to time. So, again, we're thrilled about that. All right, we move on to Joe, who says, "Oh, Kate, this weather is a killer." It really is. This is one of those days where you don't want to go outside of the house. Luckily, it was pretty easy to call off, since at my job they encourage you to stay home at least a couple of times a week. I'm in the great state of Texas, as you know, and it's like one big sheet of ice. And you know the fools that just decide they're going to drive fast despite the icy roads. They don't care, and it ends up being bumper cars out there. No, thank you. I think it's worse than you could even imagine. Yeah, that icy weather, I talked about that. So daily life, ripped apart, disrupted, whatever you want to call it, not just in Texas, but in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee. The roads were slick, cars just sliding all over the place. And, of course, stay home. Schools shut down in a lot of places, Mississippi and Tennessee, too. I just mentioned Mississippi. Because it's too dangerous to try to get around what can happen. Power outages, the pileups, like there was a 10-car pileup in Austin, Texas, and there were treacherous areas in Arlington, which is where the Rangers play. It's just outside of Dallas. And, you know, you have a car that rolls over with a person who dies inside because it flips over because of the ice. It's those overpasses, those bridges that are the worst. In the years that I lived there, I had probably at least six experiences with that. One time I was going to the airport, one of the worst roads there, and we had to go, and whew, it was like I was white-knuckling it. I you know, is hanging on to that wheel. So I understand. All right, Bill says, what do you think? Do you think DeSantis is going to run, Kate, or do you think it's going to be wide open Trump, or somebody else is going to run on the Republican side? Because as you said, just even 6 months ago, these next couple of years will fly by before you know it, into the primaries. His book comes out in a couple weeks. There's people that definitely in the Republican Party would love for him to run because of his popularity. There is some, you know, there is some controversy that gets attached to DeSantis, but I think he would give whoever decides they're going to run a run for their money. And is it going to be more than just the two of them, meaning the former President Trump and DeSantis, if he decides to run? I think so. So it's not going to just be those two facing off against each other in these primaries. And then it whittles down when you know you have no chance, then you dump out of it. But there's other names that have been circulating, but it has to be official, right, before you can count them in the race. So then we go to William, who says, Kate, I am, for one, excited that it's down to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. I think we're going to see a good Super Bowl. Of course, my Cowboys aren't in it, so I don't have a dog in that hunt, so to speak. But that just means I'll be able to partake more in the party rather than be glued to every second of action on the tube. It's so distracting when you're at a party anyway, and I'm okay with being distracted since the Dallas Cowboys aren't playing it. There you go. Touche. So then we get this last one. This is from Trace, and Trace says, Kate, probably in the beginning of the year, maybe it was the tail end of last year, I heard you talking about your iPhone 14 and how frustrating it was that you wish it hadn't upgraded, but we're almost forced to upgrade constantly when we have these things, and you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm a tech guy. I like gadgets, and I'm with you. I am tired of some of these upgrades with the iPhones. And I'm sure once I learn how to use this computer a little bit better, I'll probably like it more. But, boy, the learning curve is getting tougher and tougher. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. You're backing me up on that one. So it does get tougher and tougher, right? Here's the thing that's the worst. You have these apps, and you like the way they are, and then, of course, they change when you upgrade to a different phone. So if you're an Apple person and you have an iPhone, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Coming up next, Randy Weitzman. Good time to look for a job. She tells us why.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden visiting New York City today to announce a massive rail project being paid for by his bipartisan infrastructure law.
It's the beginning of finally constructing a 21st century rail system that's long, long overdue in the this country.
The $300 million grant going to the Gateway Hudson Tunnel project, which has been stalled for years. According to some new reports, the FBI searched the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. in mid-November after there was an initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after Biden's lawyers found several classified materials on November 2nd. No search warrant was involved. It's not known if any additional documents were taken. Where do you turn for financial advice? If you're like 80% of millennials and Gen Zers, social media. New survey by Forbes Advisor shows that millennials tend to get their financial advice from Reddit, while Gen Zers turn to YouTube. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now into the new year, obviously, but it's still very early in the new year. A lot of people are talking about jobs, new jobs. Is it a great time for you to pursue a new career, a different path? And I'm thrilled to welcome to the show Randy Weitzman, career and workplace expert for talent solutions firm Robert Half. So you know she's spent a lot of time. She's the executive director with Global Talent Solutions and business consulting in that firm. She develops and oversees programs to connect employers with all kinds of skilled professionals. She's done this for 22 years. She's created and executed strategies to grow the business and improve employee retention. How many times have I heard that from so many people? And so we're thrilled to have her with us. Randy, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this idea of, is it a good time to make a career move? Is it a good time right now?
You know, despite the negative noise right now, the job market remains very strong. Job openings are at a record high. And you know what? The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in 50 years. Right now, there's actually two jobs for every one candidate. But there is a catch. The job market will only get more competitive, and so what I would tell a job seeker, time is critical. They need to take advantage and leverage what they have.
Ah, there you go. So having said that, leveraging what you have, what type of jobs are in demand, Randy?
Let me tell you a little bit more about the survey that we conducted. It showed that nearly 60% of U.S. companies will be hiring the first half of this year, some for permanent roles, and in fact, 72% of them plan to bring in more contract staff. Now, whether that being in accounting, cybersecurity, or even data privacy, we're continuing to see a demand for roles that we staff for, among others. But I would tell a job seeker, when it comes to launching a successful career, follow and use this acronym, RUN. Reflect, urgency, and networking. By utilizing all three of these components, you will have a successful job search, as well as being very prepared and having great follow-up.
Ooh, I love that. RUN. So important, too. And I love how you talked about the reflect part in the beginning, because sometimes I think there is that rush where it's almost like a panic and you haven't really gathered your thoughts as to what are you trying to leverage and what are you really, really good at.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I love this acronym. It really can help someone be very well prepared for that job search and going into an interview and speaking to hiring managers.
So let's say someone's prepared. What's the secret to launching a successful job search in 2023?
Well, you want to definitely be knowledgeable about the company you're interviewing or seeking out to work for. You want to be on time and really have a passion for that company that you're seeking out to work for as well.
Yeah. So now the people that are looking for jobs, when they negotiate, how can they get the best offer? Because this is really where I think a lot of people struggle.
Very much so. But that's a really good question. What I would say is do your research. It's not just about the money. Think about the perks, the benefits, and what's truly important to you when going in to negotiate. Now, as market experts, we have some great resources on our website, which is roberthalf.com, which is all free. And you can also work with one of our job experts to help you negotiate the best offer.
All right, so that's perfect. So where can our listeners go for more information?
You can go to find additional research and additional job search and hiring tips on our website, which is once again free at roberthalf.com.
Randy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
More pain at the pump, and the IRS could get you because it's more cash and grab than ever. And what am I talking about with the IRS? We know this. They're looking to any transaction of $600 or more starting with your 2022 tax return. So look at PayPal and Etsy and Airbnb and Facebook and some other payment services that are popular. Square would be another one of those. So, for example, fantasy sports is an area where the IRS could start to pick on you. And I was reading a quote from a tax expert who said in the New York Post, he said, most Americans are about to get run over and they have no idea. They're not prepared for it. Things can get pretty ugly for people. So, 'cause here's the thing, you know, the new way of reporting certain things, you know, we're talking about like 1099, sports betting is included in the IRS tax code now. So the new rule requires sports betting applications like FanDuel and DraftKings, that, you know, any of those popular payment systems to comply. So if you've won on FanDuel, DraftKings, and people do, you are taxed on that. So if somebody casually even bets on sports and they use the payment system, then that's something that you could get hit with. But a lot of people use Venmo to pay their kids' college room and board. Sometimes people even splitting a dinner tab. They could be all swept up into this, too. It is kind of like phishing, a different kind of phishing. So what's the way around this, just in case you get caught in an audit? The answer is you have to keep every receipt, a record of every transaction, no matter how casual it is. If you bet or invest through payment systems, you have to monitor losses and offset the profits or the wins, especially that's a big deal because that would happen with some of these betting apps, etc. So there's going to be a lot of things that are different and that are going to be scrutinized. So to put it in perspective, the IRS handles 4 billion individual pieces of information every tax season. Think about it, 4 billion. The new reporting law doubles it to 8 billion returns annually. So to process that, the IRS has just launched a 1099 electronic information return portal. But instead of ironing out whatever the mistakes are, the portal is probably likely to create more discrepancies between individual taxpayers and the IRS records. And I guess the fear is that the 1099 will be sent out for things that aren't taxable income, and they won't have the capability to figure that out. So, thus, this was the thing. Taxes from middle and lower income Americans over the next decade, they're going to be able to collect more. That figures, right? And we already knew this because this is something that that really infuriated a lot of people. So, because it'll be a big headache. That's what'll happen for people who aren't realizing, oh, that's right, the whole Venmo thing. Somebody who's a freelancer who just does a couple of things, they just do little odd jobs here and there, and they don't realize, oh, well, that's over 600. Then the people who have to send them the 1099, thinking they don't have to send a 1099, I think it's going to be a very, very big headache. Speaking of headaches, gas prices, I've talked about this for the last couple of days. They're starting to rise. Some people are seeing $4 a gallon, but the average is $3.50. Remember, the record in June, last June, was $5 and a cent or two over that, in fact, in some places. And so the experts are pretty much saying it's probably going to be four and change this year. Heading into February, it's going to still be somewhere in that neighborhood. The national average has climbed for five straight weeks, so people are starting to notice it. And okay, why are they rising? That's the question. Why are the gas prices rising again? You know, last year it was because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the sanction that was placed on the European Union, because you have to think of prices and the demand. So gas demand has risen while the price of oil has slowly increased. Oil refinery and the utilization of that hasn't fully recovered from cold weather in December. So the refineries typically perform maintenance in the coming months. That's a problem. And when you have oil prices that are hovering, what, like $80 a barrel, you're not going to see a dip in prices even in the next couple of weeks. I mean, eventually it should turn around, but it's not going to be anytime soon. So if you're expecting it to go in the opposite direction, yeah, don't expect that. You know what's crazy? The states with the highest average cost of gas. Well, we already know this. If you live in California, you just got to pay. I know. I lived in California, and I just had to pay for everything. $4.55. That's the average in Cali. Hawaii, of course, you're on an island or one of the islands, $4.93. It's always going to be high. Washington, $4.12. This is just the average. Nevada, $3.98. Coloradans are paying $3.83, the average. The Midwest and the South, the best gas. Texas, the cheapest. Average price of gas, $3.12. It pays to live in the great state of Texas. People listening to us in Arkansas, $3.17. People listening in Mississippi, $3.17. Missouri, $3.18. Oklahoma, $3.19. So all right in that same ballpark. It depends so much on location, of course. That's part of it, too. The whole refinery thing, you know, etc. But if it keeps shooting up, those numbers will increase just a little bit, but there's a big difference between paying four plus versus three plus. I mean, you're saving a dollar, sometimes more, depending on where you live, and that adds up. Especially if you're driving a lot, I don't have to lecture anyone on that. You all know it, right? We're in a car-centric society. It's not always easy to get around without a car, so you pay the price for all that it entails to keep that car on the road. Coming up next, nail the score. AFC, NFC, who do you think wins the battle of the first flag football game, and what will the final score be? Give us a call. You can play so easy, 855-266-5283.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. We are here to nail the score. It's very strange because the Pro Bowl this time around is a flag football game between the AFC and the NFC. So it's that week in between. The following week, you have the Eagles and the Chiefs in Glendale, Arizona for the Super Bowl, and that will be our final Nail the Score. But what the heck, I thought it would be fun. Why not? Maybe someone will win to do, give you another shot at it, give you a chance, the AFC, NFC, and what you think the final score will be. You know, do you take this game seriously or not? There's not a lot of info on the game because, frankly, I think it's all about the skills competition, and this is just another one of those deals with flag football. They figure less injuries, maybe more incentive for the players to get excited and come and play in that so that they're not getting hurt, padded up, etc. It's going to be played in Las Vegas at the Allegiant Stadium there where the Raiders play. And it'll happen, it'll kick off at 3 o'clock Eastern, AFC, NFC in what is definitely still the, believe it or not, the Pro Bowl. So you can partake in all of this if you choose to, simply by calling us, as I've mentioned before, or sending us an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Pete is out of the bunker in the great state of Texas, although he's just peeking his head out because of all that ice, and we'll see what he has to say. Hey, Pete.
You can have your ice back.
It's ridiculous, huh? It's like, like Rock'em Sock'em Cars in Texas.
I'm having to do nail the score by the clock because my radio station blew up.
Yeah, we can't do it. It's gone. The tower's gone. What do you think happens? AFC, NFC, what's the score?
Well, I think the AFC is going to win this like 27-21.
Pete, I like it. We'll see you next week for the big finale with the Super Bowl. I hope you win this one.
The Swagmaster's out. Later.
The Swagmaster, I love it. Pete and Sharon, what I love about both of them is that they have been there for us. They have been there constantly. Lots of people come and go with the email because we get a ton of email, but they always manage to call in. So Sharon is in Maine. She's not afraid of some ice because she's dealing with all kinds of weather when you live in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. You're not dealing with ice in Maine, right?
We had some early this morning, but it wasn't in my area. By the time I left, it was all gone.
Good. So what do you think, AFC or NFC, and what's the score?
I'm going to go with NFC
24-17. Duly noted. Good luck.
Thank you.
Nice. All right. Anybody else? Call us or send me an email. It's only till the top of the hour, so you have a handful of minutes left. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Or you can call us at 855-266-5283. 855-266-Kate. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for the show. Jeremy, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's flag football, so why it's such the low scores?
Yeah, it could be high.
Yeah, they're just going to throw the ball and make big numbers, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking NFC is going to win by like 48-42 or something like that. Wait, 47-42.
47-42, you say NFC. Okay, 47-42, nice. It is weird. It's like Jeremy says, this whole flag football thing. You think about it, so this is on, you know, starting February 2nd, the NFL is hosting the Pro Bowl game in Vegas. So you're going to have all kinds of NFL stars that are going to face off in a series of athletic tests. And then it all wraps up on the 5th with this big flag football game. And this is where we're headed in the future. So you had Eli Manning and Peyton Manning, who are on deck as the NFL coaches. You have Pete Davidson, Snoop Dogg as captains, giving commentary throughout the game. It'll be kind of interesting to see if this takes off enough that people are watching it. I mean, look, there are leagues out there. There are people that play flag football. When I lived in El Paso, when I first got out of school, we used to have a flag football game, and it was men and women. It was so fun. It was actually kind of rough. So it was. I don't know. It was a little bit rough, sort of, because we all wanted to win. I'm going to say, like Jeremy, I'm going to say it's going to be the AFC, though, and I think it is going to be higher scoring. And I think it's going to be, I'm going to say 50-45. But who knows, right? There could be some drops. There's going to be some silliness, I think, that ensues with this. But, you know, defensive teams have to recover, they have to remove a flag or a flag belt from the ball carrier to end a down. So it is intriguing. Let's just put it that way. And then next week we have our final Nail the Score, and that of course culminates with the Super Bowl. And we'll tell you all the other things that are going out throughout the week with the Super Bowl. It's always a lot of fun on some of the prop bets and what else is happening in between. I feel so fortunate because in my career, I covered 15 Super Bowls. You get kind of spoiled in a sense because you go for the week. But in another sense, there's so much media there. It's really tough, actually, though, to get a press pass. You absolutely have to be legitimate press. Because there's so much press, there's only so many people they can allow to cover the game, but it's still hundreds. And you go to interview people, and it is just a swarm of media. I mean, the best thing is they have a thing called Radio Row, and you have all these celebrities and former players, current superstars, current former player, Hall of Famers that are all over the place that you interview, and that's always a good time, and they're always willing to do it. They walk Radio Row, and so that's where you have producers that are running around and grabbing people, even if you've prearranged some things, to get them to come over to sit down and have a little bit of a conversation. And you'll have some, you know, you'll have also sometimes some coaches that are there, former coaches and whatnot, and that makes it super interesting to the listeners anyway, and it brings like the whole ceremonialish part, the traditions, I'll call it that, of the days leading up to the Super Bowl, right? I mean, it's set, so it's Jalen Hurts and Pat Mahomes, and it's the culmination of what's been a whole season that just, to me, seems like it flew by. You know, there was no breaks on this. You know, we know time is an illusion and blah, blah, blah. I can give you every famous quote about time. But it does feel like this football season, to me, absolutely, 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 flew. So the Eagles, a 2-point favorite over the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's kind of a toss-up, let's face it. You know, Jalen Hurts, Pat Mahomes, that's going to be something to bet on. First touchdowns and coin flip, who wins the coin flip. There's always some interesting prop bets. And then for people who partake in going to Vegas, a lot of times, just for fun, they put down a little bit of a bet at the beginning of the season. So then it's a question of who opens up as the favorite and who are the long shots. And certainly Philadelphia was a long shot, not the Chiefs, but Philly last year was a long shot to get to the Super Bowl. So anybody who plunked down just a couple of dollars for fun on the Eagles would probably have made out pretty good, especially if the Eagles win the Super Bowl. That's where the big payoff is. So I hope some of you get the payoff with this new flag football format, AFC, NFC. Could it be Pete, Sharon? Could it be Joe? I've got Joe in here. He says he thinks the game is going to be 60-54. I got a couple of other emails here. And Big Mike says, "Yo, Kate, I love flag football, and I like the NFC," which, by the way, Joe picked the NFC. "I like the NFC to take this, and I think the final score is going to be 49-41. 49-41. Who gets the better of stealing the flags? That's the key. Who is going to be able to be the defensive juggernaut, I think, in all of this? So again,
completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life, do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.